Matt Greenwood kicking off KJF Sports Talk this afternoon with Ryan Moyer, head coach of the Sekman wrestling team. And they're 1-0 on the year as a team after a Wednesday dual team victory over Eureka 54-12. And as a matter of fact, they've got the Ron Sauer Fox tournament that they're going to be participating here around 5 o'clock. So, Coach, certainly do appreciate you spending some time right before the match. And take us sort of through, before we get into a season outlook, take us through that match against Eureka and some things that stood out to you.
You know, we fell short to them last year. We lost the duel 32-33 last year and ended up being co-conference champs with Eureka last year. And this year, we kind of the team was really pumped up and ready to compete at this duel, and it was really nice to have this as a kickoff duel. It's one of the hardest duels that we have in the year, and it started at 106, and our team started on fire. We got a pin at 6:13 and 1:20, and they just the roll just kept going. I would say some key matchups were Kyrene. We bumped up to 138 to wrestle Ryan Lester, who's a state placer for Eureka, and he won 6-0, which was a big match. And then we had a couple standout kids who were first-time varsity wrestlers. Keegan Miller at 126, who's a freshman this year. He won the score 8-2. And then also Zach Warren, who is a sophomore. He got a fall at 145. Fisher Valeroy had a couple injuries in the past, but he kind of came back, ended up getting a fall in the third period, came back. And I'd say another key note that was a big win was Blake Fritz up at 195 wrestled Matt McCollum, and that was a kid who was a state qualifier last year, and Blake lost to him in our duel last year, and he ended up winning 5-3 in a great match. And those were some keynote matches. There were a couple matches there that they're real tight, and our kids just kind of fought through and really bared down and took it to them.
Coach, as we look at the season as a whole, you return three guys that did quite well, and that's an understatement, at the state meet last year. Jeremy Ashlock, a returning senior for you, took fourth place in the 170. Kyle Reaney was a champion in the 120 for back-to-back years there. He's a senior for you. And then Skylar Akers, a sophomore, took third place in 106. So you may have graduated Cameron Fusco, who finished second place at state all 4 years, but you certainly are returning, you know, great talent. And I remember speaking to, Kai and Skylar for their Dream Team interviews. And one thing that I remember Kai bringing up was bumping up his weight to another weight class, because his sophomore year he was champion in the 113, and then last year he was champion in 120. And you said right off the bat that you bumped him up to 138. Is that where he's going to settle into this year, Coach Moyer, or is he going to drop back down, you know, by state time back to that 120 or maybe 126 class?
He'll drop down. He'll be 126 or 132 when it comes to state. We just wanted to give him a good match, and we felt like that was the best way to have the most success with our team for a duel.
Okay, and what sort of what sort of things did Kai work on during the off season to get himself prepared for, you know, a lengthy run and like you said, the 126-132 range?
You know, Kai's one of the most dedicated kids I've ever had to work with. This summer, he worked out 4 days a week all summer, and he got a lot better in summer wrestling. He went and did freestyle wrestling and went and wrestled at the Fargo National Championships in freestyle and took fifth this year, which is awesome. And then not just that, he continued working hard and went to the toughest preseason tournament in the nation at Super 32s out in North Carolina, and he placed fifth there as well. And he just continues to strive to be the best. He sets goals. Last year, his goal was to be ranked top 10 in the country. At the end of the year, he was ranked 10th. And this year, his goal is to be ranked top 3 in the country, as well as, you know, win a state title. That's always the goal. But he knows that he always got something to fix. And the better things and the best qualities that he has right now is that even yesterday when we walked off the match, we kind of talked and he knew, well, hey, I can do this to get better. I see it. We need to work on this. So he knows just because he's the best in the state and one of the best in Missouri doesn't mean that he doesn't have things that he can always work on to improve. And he knows that, which is a great quality for a kid to have.
Yeah, I never had that quality in high school or did very well at sports, if we're being honest. But another kid that, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, talked to for Dream Team, Skylar Akers, just a sophomore, but a real fun kid to talk to, very, very funny and obviously very skilled as well to take third place at state. What about him? What was his offseason like? And sort of, you know, what are your thoughts on him this year?
You know, Skylar is a kid that he trained also this summer quite a bit, 3 to 4 times a week in the summer. And all these kids have been dedicated to trying to get better. He fell a little short last year, his sophomore year at state. So with that, I know that he's been trying to work hard to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen this year. His goal is to be a state champ. He'll be down around the 113, 120 pound bracket this year for state. And to be honest with you, he's one of the strongest kids in the state. And if whenever we get him down to weight, he will be definitely a force to reckon with. And I believe that he is one of the top kids in the state, if not the top kid in the state at 113, 120.
You mentioned toughness. Is it from a mental standpoint, technique standpoint? Is he just scrappy? Sort of kind of dive into what makes Skylar Skylar.
You know what? His style, he's really strong and he's really funky. He does a lot of things that you're not supposed to do, but he's so strong he can get away with a lot of things. And he puts you in weird positions that a lot of kids feel uncomfortable in. And I think that's a main thing with him is but he uses that to a great ability. He uses that in with his technique. And that was a big key with us was improving on his technique and how he was doing things. And it's easy to do things when you're really strong. Sometimes you can just force them over. But when you get against kids that are real technically sound and really good, you have to do things real proper. And I think that's what we really worked on this summer. And that's things that we're going to continue to work on this year so that when we do get against quality kids like Jeremiah Reno and Corbin Shepherd, who we had troubles with last year, we'll be able to fix the situations and issues we had last year so that we can come out on top this year.
All right, very well. Coach, moving on to another wrestler for you that came back this year that also placed at state, Jeremy Ashlock. You mentioned earlier that he wrestled in the 195 and got the victory there against Eureka on Wednesday. In 2017, he did not place. He made it to state, but he didn't place. And then last year, he improved upon that, got to fourth. So what are some goals that he has set for this season?
He has been doing really well in the practice room. He wrestles hard every day. And, you know, what's funny is that kid, he's been 170 all 4 years and just somehow doesn't get any bigger. But he continues to get stronger and stronger, which is good. And he'll be slotted at 170 pounds again this year, and he's hoping that he can take his fourth place and turn it into a finalist or a state championship this year.
Coach, if I remember correctly, the nine wrestlers that made it to state last year, that was a school record for Sekman for a single season. Is that correct?
We tied it.
You tied it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, I mean, all right, so with that in mind, I don't think the question necessarily changes because it was a different group, obviously, that went to state last year. But what is some carryover effect that you feel like that has on not just this year, but the Sekman wrestling program moving forward?
You know, this year it's pretty crazy. When I sit down with my team and I look at them, we don't have the superstars like we have had in the past, that you know that are going to come out and they're going to win every single match or they're going to be in the finals of state like, you know, Camp Fusco. But we have a bunch of kids who are hard-nosed, they're tough, and they wrestle hard every single day. And I tell these kids that in order for us to bring home a state trophy and for us to win a team state title this year, it's going to take the entire team. We don't have to put everyone in the state finals, but if we can place 78 kids, we're going to give everyone one heck of a run for that state title. And I believe we have that type of quality of kids this year that could we could play 7 or 8, which would be the most that we've ever placed. The only issue is the state's top 5-6 teams in the state. We all have some really good kids. All of us could play somewhere around 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. So, and that's what I keep pushing on them. This is a team effort this year, and we really got to work hard. And we're all striving for the main goal. Number one, we haven't won a district title in a long time, and my goal is come home with a district title this year, and I believe that we have the team that can do it. We finally brought back our conference championship last year, and we hope to secure that again this season. And, the sky's the limit with this team. Like I said, we're grinders, and this team's going to shock a lot of people. I know last year they looked at my team and they saw all my kids that I was getting that was leaving, but I really had no fear because I knew what I had coming up and what type of quality of kids I had that could fill in the gaps.
We are speaking to Sekman Wrestling head coach Ryan Moyer. Coach, before I let you go, I'm pretty sure those of the Sekman community that are not fully aware as to what Cam Fusco is doing at Mizzou. I know he's probably one of your more decorated wrestlers, considering he did finish second place, in each year of all 4 years of his high school career. He lost to the same guy all 4 years, and I believe that guy's name was Malik Johnson, and now they're teammates. Can you kind of give us an update as to Cameron Fusco, sort of the conversations you've had with him and how he's doing?
Yeah, and actually Cam decided about 3 weeks before school started, he actually decided to withdraw from Mizzou, and he decided to go to McKendree University.
Okay.
So he did that. He felt like it was the best choice for him, and he felt like he could succeed better there. I know that Mizzou brought in a lot of kids at 125 and 133, and he just didn't know how much attention he'd be getting from the coaching staff. And he really felt like the group of the coaching staff and the group of kids that were at McKendree were the kids he wanted to be around. He has competed recently. He took second at the Lindenwood Open. And I know that he's coming up here. He's got a few tournaments coming up here pretty soon. But as of right now, he's not slotted in as the starter. He's just kind of he's a redshirt freshman. But he continues to impress and continues to do great things for himself, as well as representing his alma mater of Sekman. We're very proud of him.
All right, very well. And I guess the Sekman community part of the Sekman community that didn't know that, and myself learned it at the same time. So there we go. appreciate the update, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. You want to know what? Actually, the other big one that not too many talk about is Luke Weiland. Luke Weiland right now is ranked number 11 in the country in Division I. He's at West Point. So he's doing real well in college too, and he's a kid that's definitely turning the corner and definitely doing great things.
All right. Well, thanks for that as well, Coach. You're just a wealth of new information, aren't you?
There you go.
Certainly appreciate it. One last thing before your meet, the Ron Sauer Fox meet this evening. Your thoughts on some of the wrestlers you're going to see tonight and what you hope to see from your group?
We're going to be battling against Quincy, Illinois, Belleville East, and Francis South Central. And, they all have some pretty quality kids. Francis South Central always has about 4 or 5 really good quality kids. And I just hope that our team comes together this weekend. We've never been able to win the Ron Sauer tournament. We've came in second 3 times. Last year we came in second. We lost by 1 point. And I'm hoping that our team can turn around and do great things. And I'm hoping that we come away on top. And I think the team that we have we're going to take some lumps a little bit, but I think we're going to be strong enough to where we can bring home that title for the first time.
All right. Well, Coach Moyer, do appreciate your time today, and best of luck here in a few short minutes at the Ron Sauer tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate it.